This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and I don't know, today I guess I got some questions for you. I think it's probably a little bit more motivationally, inspirationally inspired today than usual, where I prefer to pick things apart. I guess my question for you, because this will be a Monday, for that most of you will listen to this, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Now, that's not me going, what the fuck are you doing with it? It's like, no, what the fuck are you doing with it? Like looking around your life right now, what are you choosing? I mean, everything, just about, but what exactly are you choosing to do with your life? Or are you not choosing to do something with your life? Are you choosing to try and appease your parents? Are you choosing to try and impress somebody else? Are you choosing to try and get approval? And then, therefore, you're doing all these things with your day, attempting to achieve that somehow. Are you living for somebody else? And in that, you find there's some sort of worth or purpose, yet nobody's living for you, including yourself. Right. The reality is, and sometimes we don't hear this enough, is that we only get one life. We may know that logically, but I literally mean that's it. You only get it. You only get your 20s once. You only get your 30s once. You only get your 40s once. You only get this opportunity once. Now, you get to wake up every day and have a fucking solid crack at it, but unless you actually set direction for where you want to sail, you will always be crewman on somebody else's ship, right? Maybe you're okay with that, and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you choose it, as long as you are choosing it, and there's not this hidden, deep desire to somehow get somebody's approval or something like that, which, by the way, is all external. It's not real, right? It's like love. It's like, oh my God, you know, when I'm around that person, I just feel so good. And we go, it's because I'm around that person that I feel good. It's like, no, it's because of the meaning structures that you have in your body and in your mind that you let yourself release these emotions and release these chemicals in your body in the face of that person. It's not that person, because those chemicals and those feelings are within you. What's the meaning structure that you're allowing yourself to feel those in the face of that person? See, this is where it's really interesting, because we create our own reality. Really, we do. Because we can't see reality. We see our version of reality. And so that's where it's like, well, what's stopping you? What's stopping you from setting your goals and your targets and your dreams and your vision? What's actually stopping you from doing that? What's stopping you from going after it? Is it the opinion of someone else? Is it maybe that you're going to be disliked? What does that mean for you? Is that failure? Is that pain? Are you in pain by not doing it, right? Do you know how many people stop themselves from doing what they truly want to do because they don't want to be judged? Because they go, if I'm judged, then I'm in pain. And then I'm like, how are you feeling now? They're like, I'm fucking hurting. It's like, you're in pain either way. You may as well, people are going to judge you no matter what the fuck you do. You may as well do what you want. People are going to always have something to say. And if you run your life listening and letting the opinions of all these other people like dictate how you behave, you will never live your life. You will always live in reaction to everybody else's opinions of you, right? It's a powerful thing. Once we understand that and know that, we can move through our fears, because when we move through our fears, we start to move towards freedom. And freedom of our own bullshit structures, freedom of our own bullshit frames that hold us back, that keep us living in this space that's safe. Now, I'm not saying that everything needs to be unsafe. That's not the point. What the point is that safe keeps you small. Safe keeps you scared. When you constantly move towards the things that you do fear, right, which is really fucking brave. Sometimes it's an internal thing and facing the internal things within you. Sometimes it's crushing the idea of other people's external standards of you, whatever it may be, doesn't matter, whatever it is that you fear. Moving through that, you free yourself from the belief structures that you hold about that person, about that fear, about that situation. And when you can do that, then you're free of that fear. You might be aware of it, but it doesn't have you anymore. You can move through it. And we can do this with every single thing, every single day, if we choose to. Or we can just choose to play it safe every day. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't have naps or chill out and see our family and just do some safe things, whatever the fuck that means. What I'm saying is that right now, you are choosing to do everything that you're doing. If you're complaining, you're choosing it. If you're hurting, there's a good chance you're choosing it. People struggle with that because they don't want to take responsibility for their pain. Because it's way easier to be the victim. But the issue with being the victim is that you're always in pain. So more often than not, people are like a fucking extremely happy being in pain because they get to be the victim, which means they get to be important, right? They're happy being miserable because somewhere in their meaning structures, it means they're important. It means someone's going to pay attention and listen, whatever the case might be. You got a chance to break free of that. You can move from surviving to thriving, but you got to recognize, you got to become aware of all the times that you're trying to battle. You're trying to have all these egoic structures of the fear of the future, of fear of being controlled, of the fear of not being worthy enough to be loved, the fear of being seen for who you actually are, all this fucking just fake stuff that you make up in your mind is stopping you from experiencing life. Because what you're doing is reacting behaviors from when you were a child. Hence, the question which I ask so often in my coaching, when that occurs, how old do you feel? The person will present an issue, a difficulty that they're struggling with, they're complaining about. And I'm like, when that happens, how old do you feel? And they always go teen, preteens, or earlier. I feel 12. It's like, okay, how old are you? Doesn't matter how old they are, they're an adult. That's why I'm working with them, right? So how old do you want to feel? I want to feel this age. Then what do you need to do to step into you today? Like it's bringing that forward. Hey, it's recognizing all the shit that we're doing, that we're holding on to, that's holding us back. Whatever we hold on to holds us back. When we learn to let go of it, we free ourselves. Other people can't force us to let go of it. If someone's not going to apologize for something that we feel that we were treated poorly, they don't need to. We can still forgive them. Not for them, for us. And then you get to move on. Because if you feel that somebody should be apologizing to you and they're not, and you're holding on to it, they're still fucking winning. You're still fucking losing. Team, on that note, I hope you got something out of this podcast. I know I did. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, then jump on the Facebook group, Mood Prep Community, and continue the conversation in there anyway. That's me done for today. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.